The Power FM Brekkie Show.
One of my favourite events in Ballarat on the whole calendar has to be Run for a Cause.
That's right. It's been running since 2018. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, last couple of years.
Love setting myself that little bit of a challenge. Did the half marathon last year.
You did you?
Yes, remember?
Really?
Yes.
No, I don't remember. 21Ks.
Yeah, and I did it on hardly any training.
Don't remember
still
that.
Still did it in like an hour and 57, and I was like, well, yes.
This year's Run for a Cause is going to look different, but it is returning for 2020 and raising money once again for a wonderful cause. And to talk about it, we've got Andrew Eales, who's CEO of the Ballarat Foundation. Good morning, Andrew. How are you going this morning?
Great, thanks.
Now, look, we are a little bit disappointed that we can't do Run for a Cause like we normally do, but this year it's all going virtual. Can you explain just how we can still take part?
Yeah, so obviously with COVID this year, the world has changed.
Yeah.
Run has had to be adapted, I guess, because of those circumstances. And what we're really excited about this year is that people have got an opportunity, I guess, to set their own course for Run for a Cause with setting a distance that they want to achieve either through walking or running and raising great money for the Ballarat Reads program along the way.
Well, that's the thing. Run for a Cause has always had a lot of different options to make it super inclusive for runners of different abilities, but this really steps that up a notch, having people able to sort of name their own challenge and then take part in it over the course of Run for a Cause, because it's not just a one-day event this year, is it?
No, that's right. So it'll take place through the whole of November. And Jules, you did the half marathon last year. Maybe you could set yourself the goal of doing a full marathon.
You know what, Andrew?
To achieve it this year.
I thought I was, ambitiously about 2 months ago, I was like, you know what? Why don't I do 100Ks? 100Ks would be fine. I reckon I could easily do that.
Not a problem.
Well, I thought that until at the moment my hips seem to be failing miserably, which is not great.
So Jules is with child at the moment, and as this pregnancy progresses, Jules's running ability is
decreasing. So I think I might just have to tap out for the running part and just do the walking. But that's the great thing about Run for a Cause. You can do the walk, you can do the run, you can switch it up wherever you like it.
That's right. And the really important part about that too is that when you set your goal and you work towards it, you can press your mates and your friends to sponsor you and to help fundraise for this cause as you try and reach that goal.
So let's talk about the cause, because each year it has been a different cause and this year is the Ballarat Reads program. Tell us a little bit more about that one.
Yeah, so a major part of the Ballarat Reads program is about delivering free books to children aged between 0 and 5. We know that it's so important for children in their early years to get access to books to improve their literacy skills, because if they don't have that access when they get to school, they start behind. So this is a really important program, and we've been running the Ballarat Reads program for a number of years at the Ballarat Foundation, providing these free books to members of our community. And this is just a really important aspect of what we're going to see beyond COVID as well. We know that many people have been financially impacted severely by COVID, and we just don't want to see children out there that don't have access to books. So this is a great way to support those people.
I love that. And if you register before November 1st, you can even nominate your own registration fee.
Yeah, and that's another new aspect of the program this year, which you know, we think it sort of aligns with where we're at as a community at the moment. We know a lot of people don't have the ability to maybe meet the registration fee that we would normally have in place to Run for a Cause. So we're able to donate $10. That's amazing.
Yep.
For those that can give more, we're certainly hoping that the generosity that we've seen in the community this year will continue.
I think it has definitely dialed up how inclusive Run for a Cause is this year. The fact that people can nominate their distance, they can also nominate their registration fee, so they can still be a part of this great cause, this great community event, and still help out the cause this year. And it makes it more accessible for more people. And you can find out more details. Runforac.org is the website. It's a great place to go to. Make sure you jump on before November to find out more details and to sign up. Andrew Eales, Ballarat Foundation CEO, thanks for taking the time for a bit of a chat.
Really appreciate your support.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.